Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I, of course, am your host, Josh Peck. I'm actually trying to record something a little different this time. We got some new equipment. I got a GoPro. My wife got a GoPro. Christina Peck is going to be starting a new show for Daily Renegade, and it's going to be about health and cooking and that type of stuff. So we are testing out the GoPro 7 today. Now, what makes this so great is we are actually at the Hear the Watchman conference in Orange County, California. So great place to get this set up. Here's the pamphlet for it. And if you haven't had a chance, you can't get tickets now to go because by the time you're watching this, it's over. But I think you can still get archives or live streaming or something. Just go to hearthewatchman.com and find it. And a little bit later, we're going to be talking about how over 5,000 Christians have headed to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. What an amazing evangelistic opportunity this is for our Christian brothers and sisters. Keep them in prayer because you know some amazing conversations are going to be had between Christians and Jewish people, and hopefully some Jewish people can get saved and learn who their Messiah is. Keep them in prayer. We're going to talk about that a little later as well.
Say hi, Joshy.
Hi, Joshy. Well, we're here at Hear the Watchman. We're having a blast. We got our table set up. We're ready to meet some people and do some presentations. Looking forward to it.
And doing some stuff.
Doing some stuff.
And
it's like,
and there's Derek and Sharon Gilbert.
Sitting next to
Josh.
The Lily's over here.
I know, she's hiding in there. She is. You guys know it. Yes. Hear the Watchman 2019.
That's right.
Woo!
One of the most surprising things about these conferences is I do these quite a bit, and I run into a lot of the same people, a lot of the same speakers, but it seems like every conference there seems to be a focus that God will have you focus on one speaker or like one person that'll just seem to have a real connection with for that conference. That happens quite a bit. This time around, it was David Heavener. Now, of course, I love all of the speakers. They're all my friends. I like them all. They're great. And we've interviewed several of them on this channel. I have done conferences with David Heavener before, but I've never actually had a chance until this time around to really spend some one-on-one time with him, get to, meet his wife and have he and his wife meet my family. And it just all kind of worked out. But it worked out really well on this conference. I think that God brought us together for a reason. I think we're going to do some cool things together in the future, which I'm really excited about. But it is funny how that happens quite a bit. God will have in mind like one person or one central focus that he'll just kind of make happen for me. But anyway, so this time around it's David Heavener, and I'm going to show you an interview that I did with him. He interviewed me three times for his channel, which thank you, David, again. I'm extremely honored. If you don't know who David Heavener is, Google him. You're going to learn a lot. He's been in the film business for a long time. He's been in the music business for a long time as well. You probably have seen his work and you just didn't know the name. But he also, surprisingly, now this is really cool, he has set up something similar to Daily Renegade. Now, he did this before Daily Renegade was a thing, but when I started doing Daily Renegade, I was not familiar with DavidHeavener.tv. So you can take a look at that. Trying to look on the phone app here that we got with the GoPro to make sure that, yeah, there you go. There's the web information. And what's interesting is I've been telling the Daily Renegade audience to ditch Netflix. That's what I've been saying. Ditch the flicks. Ditch Netflix and come over to Daily Renegade and become a member today. He has on his a card here, disconnect Netflix and connect to DavidHeavener.tv. And when he first explained what this was to me, we were having dinner together, and he said, it's similar to Netflix, but it's Christian stuff. It's stuff that Christians aren't going to hear in church that they really want to know. And I was like, well, isn't that interesting? I set up something very similar. Now, if this was a worldly pursuit, if this was something of the world, he and I would be in direct competition with one another. We have similar business models. We're both trying to get subscriptions. We're both trying to get our content out there. But that's not the case because we're Christians. So we're supporting one another. So I'm promoting DavidHeavener.tv. If you haven't had a chance, make sure you go over to DavidHeavener.tv. Check it out. Sign up. And I think that it's great. I love this. Sign up now for truth-telling, politically incorrect TV. And you can also contact him at David@DavidHeavener.com. And make sure you check out DavidHeavener.com too. Also, if you hear some some noises in the background, I'm in the hotel room for the Hear the Watchmen conference, and it's me, Christina, and our baby girl Lily. So Lily is hanging out with Christina over there, and they're having a blast. So if you hear some noises, that's Lily being hilarious. Something else that David Heavener has is the Last Evangelist TV series. Here's some information about that. Now, you should check this out because it's hard to find really good TV. I mean, it's nearly impossible to find really good TV, especially from a Christian standpoint. This is unlike anything that you're ever going to see. So think about this. These are some of the things that it combines. Extreme government control, the chip, modern-day death camps, cashless society, persecution of believers. It's CSI meets the Book of Revelation. Excellent TV series. You need to check it out. You can find it, again, at DavidHeavener.tv. It's also available on Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Android TV. Go to LastEvangelist.com. And once again, DavidHeavener.tv. Some of you might be familiar with David's work because he put out a video about the Bible that leaks oil supernaturally, apparently. He put that out a little while ago, and it has blown up. It's got over 2 million views by now. It's only 12 minutes long. You should go look it up, David Heavener and, I don't know, oil, Bible. Look that up on YouTube, and you should be able to find it. Also, subscribe to his channel, and while you're at it, subscribe to ours too. But it was a really great video. Christina and I just watched it because I didn't have a chance to see it before. We just watched it. Great video. And we talk a little bit about that in this interview that I'm about to show you right now. But also, this is something that as a Christian had plagued me for a long time when I was younger. I felt like I was a Christian. I knew I was a Christian, but I was still always petrified of going to hell. And I didn't know, how I could be for sure going to heaven. And I didn't want to take any chances. So have you ever felt like that? I would be interested to know. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. David Heavener and I talk about that very topic, and we talk about a lot more in this interview. And I guess we'll just play that for you right now. So watch this. We are here with my good friend, David Heavener. And man, if you haven't heard of this guy, you need to get out from the rock you've been living under and go to his website, check out his stuff. Thank you, my good friend, for coming on the show. How are you doing?
Good, Josh. It's good to be here. Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you. So for those who aren't familiar with you at all, I know they have heard of you, but may not know the name behind all the work that you've done.
Yeah.
Give people an introduction. Tell people where they might have seen some of your work.
Well, actually, I started in the 90s making mm-hmm. these indie films, right? Mm-hmm. And I mentioned to you that the world you and I are in now,
yeah.
the truth-telling about the true gospel, kind of reminds me of the indie world of the 90s
yeah.
when I started. It's like there's a few of us trying to tell the truth,
That's right.
Don't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So basically, I started making movies for HBO and for Showtime. They were low-budget mm-hmm. type stuff. But I put some fallen stars in there, Tony Curtis, Martin Landau, and these guys, and they became very successful in the indie world,
yeah.
right? So I was kind of like the king of low budget, you mm-hmm. know. And then I was a Christian during that time, Josh, but I was a clueless Christian.
Yeah.
And I had my Monday through Saturday David Heavener movie making life, then I had my Sunday morning, life.
Mm-hmm.
And until I crashed and burned one day. And God melted me together. When I came up, I had a thing called integrity.
Oh, wow.
Which I was married to. So the problem with that, no matter where I went, my movie making went to church. My church went to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I made everybody mad.
I can relate.
Right. And so I thought, no, Lord, what do I do? I know I'll become a preacher.
Hey.
Right? I'm an actor, right?
I'm already making everyone mad.
I'll just become a preacher. So, I have a pretty good gift of gab. So I got up and started, building this church at CBS Studios, a couple hundred people showing up. And God says, what are you doing? I said, I'm I'm building my church. He goes, that's the problem. You're building your church.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, no. What am I supposed to do? Just tell the truth.
Yeah.
No.
And then people were really hate me.
Yeah, I know. So the first, after God spoke to me that first Sunday, I got up and I said, okay, folks, the truth is that most people are going to hell. And they, and I said, and the truth is, most of them are probably sitting in this room. You could have heard a pin drop.
Oh, I bet.
So my point is this. I went full circle religion. God said, no, you got to tell the truth. So the church didn't like me anymore. I'm talking about the church system.
Yeah.
Right? So I made Hollywood mad, made the church system mad. So it's just you. So here I am with you, man. You're my only friend.
Well, and you got the Daily Renegade audience behind you, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So, I don't know. Maybe I said too much, but you asked me the question.
Oh, no. You can never say too much because it's truthful. I mean, and that is a good point to bring up is there are a lot of people out there, probably a lot of people watching this right now, who are going to hell and don't know it. How can somebody know?
If you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're asking that question, there's still hope for you.
Yeah.
sounds familiar. Yeah. Okay. If you have a consciousness of could I be going to hell, that means that there's still hope. Why? Because most people think that they're not. They're lukewarm.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I will spew you out of my mouth. He didn't say, I'll spew you if you're cold. He didn't say, I'll spew you if you're hot. He said, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you.
Right.
And the problem is most people think they have it made. They're just okay. But if you're saying, I feel like I might, congratulations, you're on the right path to truth. Okay. So here's the deal is that it starts with an R. You know, I've made a lot of R-rated movies before I became a Christian, but I'm still in the R-rated business, and it's called repent.
That's right.
And if we don't base our anything we say on repenting first, you know this, we're just talking and we're talking to the wind.
That's right.
Right. So the first thing to do is just repent. Go to God and say, look, I know nothing. I am nothing. You're everything. Please help me right where I am, because everybody is in a different place.
Yeah.
Right. And God will meet you right where you are. God, take me out of this church system, which is very devastating to the Christian walk. You know, I'm talking about the apostate church.
Oh yeah, big time.
He will find a way, folks. And we have a family here that's gathered at this conference. You're one of them. And you come together and you have a family. You go, hey, I finally found someone that I can relate to.
Yes.
Yeah. So the thing is repent. Repentance is the first thing. The second thing is once you repent, God will restore. Once there's restoration, then you can have revival. But everybody now wants revival without repenting and any type of restoration.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the path that we have to take, you know, with Jesus by our side, really leading us to that. And, you know, something else that I would add, too, is that we have to remember as Christians, it's not all about us. It's all about Jesus.
That's right.
But the amazing thing about Jesus is he's willing to take us by the hand and guide us, you know, with him leading the way. And that is the best way to live a life. I remember a time in my life where I tried to live my own life and I about died. all sorts of drug addictions and just it was terrible. But when I finally surrendered to Jesus and allowed him to lead me through my life, man, it night and day. Night and day.
Amen. And you know, something important you just said is that drug addiction, alcohol, sex addiction. You see, all these things are manifestations of demons that come into our lives. You know that. But the demon I want to point out, which is the most devastating demon, is the demon of religion.
Yes. Yes.
Because that doesn't seem to manifest anything that is counter-cultural. In other words, it goes along with the church culture.
Yep.
Sex doesn't, drinking doesn't, drugs, at least not on the outside.
Right.
it happens when no one's looking.
Yeah, behind closed doors.
So the point I want to make is you may go out there, I don't drink, I don't do drugs. But ask yourself, I had asked myself, do I have a relationship with God or do I have a religion going on? And this is something we have to be very, very careful of.
That's a really good point, because there's a big difference between religion and relationship. And what you want is the relationship, because that's real. You know, you're not just
religion is more proving something to other people or proving something to yourself, but relationship is proving something to Jesus.
That's right.
And him, and in turn, him proving something to you as well. That's what a relationship is. Yeah. You're walking in fellowship with another person. You have some amazing projects going on right now, and you have some in the future. I don't know how much of that you can talk about, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Well, what do you have right now going on? Where can people find out about your work? What do you got some really cool stuff. And then what's the plan for the future?
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Yeah, what I have now is Last Evangelist. Okay, it's a TV series, right now 6 episodes. Mm-hmm. And I wrote it 2 years ago after my church dwindled from, 200 to 7. Had nowhere to go. God said, okay, I'm giving you the script. So I wrote this script almost overnight. And I was, to be honest with you, I was dumbfounded. I read it and go, because I didn't read it. I write it. God did. I said, really? Is this true? So I started coming to conferences. People would invite me and I would talk to people and go, this is true.
Mm-hmm.
What's in this script is really going on.
Wow.
So it deals with cashless society, mark of the beast, the Antichrist, the things that are happening now and actually have been happening for a while and people don't know. So that's a TV series. We're going to start shooting in about 30 days full time. And
great.
It'll come out the beginning of next year.
Where can people watch it?
They'll watch it on David Hebner TV, Roku, Amazon. And I may make some deals with other television networks. See, here's the problem is God said, don't go to the world with this. Stay within my people.
Yeah.
And this is where I struggle because, if we stay within God's elect, that's not a big group.
Right. Yeah.
So, that's to be announced where it's going to air all the places. But then I have David Hebner Investigates. And basically, I did this video on the Bible that leaks oil.
Yeah, and it blew up. Millions of views by now?
Yeah. I mean, and I got asked to be on some major shows to as if I'm an expert on oil. I mean, I put it in my hair and I drink olive oil, but that's about it, right?
Right.
But the thing is they wanted me to start now dissecting these signs and wonders, these end time miracles, which is what we're doing. So that's a new show that came out of left field called David Hebner Investigates, where we go in, we look at a miracle and say, okay, is it from God or is it from Satan?
Mm-hmm.
We want to know because the Bible talks about the signs and wonders, lying signs and wonders.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you talk about that a lot in your ministry. So we have to be careful. So those are the two things. And we're shooting now. And next year, praise God, it's going to be a great year.
That's awesome. What was your opinion on the Bible with the oil?
Well, let me say this. I had it analyzed because I know somebody had it analyzed, and I would always have to interview someone who says, well, we had it analyzed. Mm-hmm. Well, show me some paperwork.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have it. Well, who's we? Well, I'm not quite sure. I said, well, we is going to be me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have it analyzed. Well, my production team had it analyzed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to confuse you or talk like a politician.
Sure.
But when they read it, and I read it, I was in shock. And then I gave it to somebody else who was an expert who looked at it and goes, And I, really? And then I give it back to the other expert and he goes, ooh, wow. So I'm totally confused.
Yeah.
Anyway, John.
Me too. The feeling's mutual.
I couldn't give you the answer anyway if I had to, but
is it something you're still continuing to look into?
No, we're done with it.
Okay.
But because the show's not out yet, I'm limited in what I can say.
Sure, understandable.
But the main thing is people have to test the spirits in this day and time. Because I promise you, and this has nothing to do with the oil, because we're doing other miracles too. This has to do with Satan going, hey, I want a piece of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want a piece of that.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what's happening now.
One last time for people, where can they find you online? Where can they contact you?
Yeah.
All your online things.
Okay. Yeah, go to lastevangelist.com and sign the newsletter. If God leads you to buy a hat or a t-shirt or you want to donate, that'd be great. Or go to davidhebner.tv, sign up, become a partner. It's not expensive, but it's like Netflix. minus $17 billion.
Yeah.
then you're part of the family. And I got to get you on my network.
I got to get you on mine too. Yeah, and I'll tell you guys, if you like Daily Renegade, and you do because you're watching this, if you enjoy Daily Renegade, you'll love what he's putting out. So make sure you visit the link, sign up, be a member. It's really important to help support ministries like this. Like me and him, we're not in competition here. We're supporting one another. Yeah, and that's what ministries, we need a lot more of that. So please go support him as well. And well, thank you for being on the show. It's been an absolute blast.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all so much. Until next time, take care and God bless. All right. A big thank you goes out to my good friend, David Heavener. I really believe that we're going to be able to do some cool stuff in the future. So keep your eye out for Daily Renegade and keep your eye out for DavidHeavener.tv. I think we're going to try to do some kind of collaboration here because I believe this was divine providence, how this whole thing played out. But again, like I said before, I said it in the interview. I even said it in the introduction. He and I were doing similar things, but they're different enough where you can benefit by subscribing both things. We're not in competition with each other, but I think we're gonna do something where we can join forces and just do something amazing. But that's what Christian ministry is all about. We're not in competition with other ministries. We want to lift up other ministries because there's so few of them that are actually doing the work of Jesus. So if you believe in that cause, head on over to DavidHeavener.tv, sign up and watch some of the stuff he has. He has free previews as well on the website. So if you're not sure, if you don't know if you'll like it, you can check out some free previews and see if it's for you. By the way, we at Daily Renegade also have the same thing, dailyrenegade.com. Make sure you go and become a member today. We are the Netflix of fringe Christianity. If you like fringe Christian stuff, but you hate Netflix because they're satanic, because, I mean, who are we kidding? They just are. But you like that model. You like having original shows, but you also like finding some things that are put together for you that you could go and search in other areas if you want to spend hours of research finding these things. But isn't it convenient to have it all in one place? We have that for you at dailyrenegade.com. It is only $10 a month or $100 a year. I suggest getting the $100 a year because you only got to pay for it once. You get 2 months for free and you don't even have to think about it for a whole other year. You pay for it once, whole other year. Okay, we are going to be moving to members content only in just a minute. We're going to be talking about how over 5,000 Christians have headed to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. This is a really cool story, and we got to talk about that. But before we do, I have a few announcements to make. Now, very quickly, before we close out here, I just want to mention if you are an existing member, you may have noticed that you got an email saying that Josh Peck has canceled your membership. Okay, it's nothing personal. Here's what's going on. Sorry again about Lily. Christina's taking care of her. Here's what's going on. We had a website that we were functioning from for a while, but we improved the website. We actually built it from the ground up and built a brand new one. So what we have to do is transfer all of the old subscriptions from the old website. We have to transfer all of those subscriptions to the new website. The problem is we do not store your financial information. I don't have your credit card numbers. Nobody can hack us and get your credit card information. We are really adamant about keeping you safe. So we don't have access to that. We don't have access to a lot of information that you provide in order to get a membership. So because of that, we had to cancel the memberships on the old website and then send out emails and messages and things to all members to renew their subscription on the new website. I know it's a little confusing, but we do this so you don't get double charged, and we also do this so we do not have access to your financial information. So you never have to worry about some criminal working his way into Daily Renegade and getting your credit card information. It's impossible because we don't have it. All you have to do is look for an email. If you haven't received an email from us, go to dailyrenegade.com on your computer and a message will pop up. And it'll give you links that you can click on that if you haven't received an email, you can notify us in one of the links. Read that. It's only a couple paragraphs long. Read that so you know what's going on and you know what to do. Also, at the end of your current pay cycle, whether you're a monthly member or a yearly member, at the end of your current pay cycle, you will have to enter your payment information again. Once more, it's because we don't hold on to your payment information. We don't have your credit card number, so we have no ability to transfer those over. We do that to protect you guys. So you have to do that. Now, the good thing is we don't see a big reason is because we switched platforms. We were on WordPress. Now we're on Wix. We're staying with Wix. Wix offers us a lot more that WordPress wasn't able to for our specific needs. WordPress is great. For us, Wix is better for what we need. We're able to house our own videos. We don't have to go through Vimeo. There's just a lot of benefits. So because of that, this is a minor inconvenience, but it should be the only time that you ever have to do this, I hope, because I think we're sticking with Wix for life, as long as they're a company. But so I don't want you to worry that you have to do this every couple of months. That's not the case. You have to do it right now, and then that should be it forever. We pray, we hope. So that's all you got to do. Thank you for sticking with us, and thank you for having patience with us through this transition. But you're going to get a lot of benefits because of this. We're adding a lot of new features. You're going to have to go to the website to find all of them, but we're adding them daily. We're going to have some separate tiers of memberships. There's going to be specifically three different types of memberships that you can get, depending on what you would like from us. And so we're going to be offering that. We're also offering the Vault, which is the YouTube of Fringe Christianity. If Daily Renegade is the Netflix of Fringe Christianity, the Vault is the YouTube of it. So, for example, when you go to Netflix, you get a bunch of Netflix originals. You get original movies, original TV shows. We offer that. We offer Daily Renegade originals. But you can also find movies on Netflix that you could get in other places. But what makes it convenient about Netflix is they put it all in one place for you. So we're doing that with the Vault. We're going to be adding content every day, new content every day in this big repository of videos where you can go on to Daily Renegade, but it's all Fringe Christian stuff. It's Nephilim, Alien, Spiritual Warfare, just the true biblical view of any question you have, we're putting in the Vault. And you'll be able to search whatever keywords you want, and you're going to get a bunch of different videos on it. It's a great place to do your own research. So we're building that right now. That should be available soon. After that, we're going to start working on a television app and an app for the phone for all members. And then I think after that, we're going to start doing some conferences. So we are thrilled about this. We also just started Renegade Publishers. We have our very first book available by Drew Graffia, and he's the host of The Radical Christian on Daily Renegade. He wrote an excellent book. You're going to have to go to dailyrenegade.com to take a look at that. You can also find it on Amazon. So there's a lot of great things coming up, way more than I can discuss in this Peck Report, but we will keep you notified. So if you are a paying member, just stick with us, and we're going to be able to build some pretty cool stuff together. If you're not, please consider becoming a member, dailyrenegade.com, $10 a month or $100 a year. And if you are dead set on just sticking with the free stuff, hey, that's fine. We're happy to have you however we can. So make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell for notifications. Follow us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. We are basically everywhere. We're even on some alternative platforms such as Minds and Brighteon and a few others. So you can find us on all of those. All right, everybody, we're going to head over to members only content. We got to talk about this Feast of Tabernacles, how 5,000 Christians have headed to Jerusalem. But before we do, for non-members, please do become a member if you're not a member already. If not, just follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and all our social media. Best place to go is dailyrenegade.com. Make sure you do that. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell for notifications. Thank you so much for joining me on this Peck Report. Thank you for viewing the interview I did with David Hevener. And again, David, thank you for the interview. Thank you for allowing me to share some of my insights on your channel. And I very much look forward to working with you. So for non-members, we're going to say goodbye. And members, hold on the line. Everybody else, thank you for joining us. Until next time, take care and God bless.